wat kwa nu waradu ste wa kwego. Tanya danga skigo, dan anze wa dahun sa dadje, un kwa huwe na hadi wa nodos. Nene Aboriginal Voices, oska dewa nyawar oska, ne jota FM CFRC.
CFRC 101.9 FM. It is 6 o'clock on this blustery, wintry Tuesday evening, and it's going to be a fun evening. We got the old wood stove warmed up, ready to go, and we'll see what happens. One or two people are going to show up sooner or later, and we're going to have some fun tonight. But what I thought I would do is just to tell you that it seems to be slippery. It was north of the 401 minus 6 right through until about 10 minutes ago, and the temperature dropped to minus 2. And in Kingston, they say it's just around zero. So the precipitation is wet. So I'm not quite sure what's in the atmosphere there, but it could be okay. And I was just wondering what's the best way to go as we get people set up to come and be part of Aboriginal Voices, our cooking show. Yes, it's the Christmas Bake Off. Now, I was trying to figure out how many years, but I calculated it's 22 years now that we've been doing the Christmas Bake Off. And the idea is that we bring you the tastes and the smells of this time of the year that you remember from when you were young. Now, the best part is it doesn't matter how old. You know, you can just younger than today, and that would be great. So we're going to have some fun with this and see what happens. We have a couple of guests who are going to be here as well, and they're just getting set up. And I'm just getting 27 years, Sean says. Wow, I miscalculated by 5 years. Sorry, Sean. But we're going to have some fun with the stove. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's the old Finley stove. You can kind of look it up and see what they look like. And, they've got a place for baking. There's a bread oven on one side and then a bigger oven for roasts or making cakes or cookies, that sort of thing. But the top is also available for... we can lift that old lid off and let their flames kind of hit the bottom of your cast iron pan that you're going to use, or you might even use a cast iron Dutch oven, you know, without the lid on it for doing some of the bakings that you're going to do. So we're just looking for ideas, and we have a couple of guests, and it's a bit snowy out there, I think. And I'm not quite sure, but our first guest tonight is Rachel. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's been a while.
I hope you didn't walk all the way over.
I didn't, no. Although I love this kind of weather, so that would be all right with me.
Well, you know, before I left home in the afternoon, the sun was, it was lighter than it is now. And I was debating... Will I have time? Get the cookies out of the cupboard and see what happens there, or go snowshoeing?
Well,
I didn't go snowshoeing. I got all my goodies and all the things together to bring into the show tonight.
So. Oh, that's fantastic, though. It's snowed a few times, I guess, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
both Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. Did you get out in the back?
I haven't been out snowshoeing, but there's been a trail, a fox trail, deer trails, and coyote trails on our property, and we're minding a dog right now. It's our daughter's dog,
yes.
And we get to borrow her every once in a while. She's a beagle.
Yes, I think I met her. Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah, she loved you. Yeah. And you wouldn't take her home? Oh, darn.
No, well, yeah. I'm babysitting my friend's cat right now. He's away for a few months.
Well, they would get along, no problem. Yeah. One would chase the other.
She loves dogs. Yeah, she's super into other animals. She's very curious cat.
So she met
the neighbor's dog. The neighbor's dog came over and they touched nose to nose and that was fine. But so do you have the same cast of characters and wildlife characters that come back every year at your place?
Well, I suspect that the coyotes are new.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're brazen.
Oh, okay.
they're coming right up close to the house.
Oh, wow.
And the fox has, until today, the fox has sort of skirted through the edge of the woods in the field.
Okay.
And you can see where it's gone. We've seen the fox a number of times, this all through the summer and fall.
Okay, yeah.
But with the snow, it's perfect because this morning when I got up, you could see where the fox had, a fox trail just kind of follows along. It's almost like it holds its tail to the one side, and then if it touches the tree line, it moves out just a little bit, but it's pretty straight.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Then after we'd taken Sally out for a walk...
Mm-hmm. She left a few
samples of scents, and it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
But then we went out a little bit later, I guess, closer to 12:30 or 1 o'clock in mm-hmm. that time, and it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
But the trails now were closer to the house, and everywhere Sally had stopped to pee.
There was
a fox call.
Another contribution.
Gone past it.
Oh.
I don't know if the fox was contributing to it, but it would take these tracks were close to the house.
Mm.
So before we came out, I guess about 3 o'clock or so, we went outside and we followed the tracks, but I just let Sally point the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And she bounced and would find a tree and just bury her head in the snow.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We had that much snow. We had probably about 15 centimeters of snow.
That's awesome.
Accumulated over a couple of days. But.
And again, tonight we're going to get a bunch. Well, it's already started, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I always forget that because I don't drive enough. And so I always forget when I get outside and I see my car covered in snow and I'm like, oh, damn.
I gotta clean it right off.
We gotta get into that, defrost things, all the tricks of the trade. But know that I love being outside in the wintertime. It's great, especially out in the country. You get to see, everyone's kind of life, when you're not there. So that's such a treat.
Yeah. Okay, now I've got something set up, and would you like to be our first guest to go into the kitchen?
Oh yeah,
we'll go set you up in the kitchen, and I've got a song to play.
Okay,
and this one's actually from Nelson Little, and he wrote this quite a few years ago. It was 5-6 years ago, and it's called "Take the High Road."
Take the High Road. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know for what you're going to do about baking, but you can, since you're first, you get a chance to...
I get to pick all the good pots.
Yes, yeah. We'll wash up in between each person, but no problem. So, all right. So we're all set to go to Nelson, and here he is. Take the High Road.
Against the wall, I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone, 'cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Putting the fight down, taking the high road out of town, taking my mind off. taking my mind off the fighting side, walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone, 'cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. There's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. And let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
This is Christina Lori, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Kingston Literacy and Skills programs and enjoy a festive night at the theater. Join us for the 4th annual KLNS Theater Night on Wednesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. for an exclusive performance of Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley at Domino Theater. Step back into Jane Austen's world of Pride and Prejudice with this warm, witty sequel that brings the beloved Bennett sisters back together for the holidays and a budding romance. Full of heart, humor, and Regency charm, celebrate love, family, and the joy of finding your own voice. All proceeds go directly to support adult training programs in Kingston and Napanee. Tickets are $25 general admission, $10 for children, and include free holiday drinks and sweets during intermission. For more information, visit klsread.ca.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca and let's make these bells stop ringing.
Well, there you go, Sean. The food bank is important, so people, just find one in your community and then help out. All right, we're almost set. And Sean, you said the roads are sort of okay?
Well, they're not great.
Take your time. That's what we said.
It's if you don't have snow tires, stay home. I, however, have snow tires, so.
So you're okay.
Even if you do have snow tires.
No. No. It's a rite of passage for any sort of person living in this hemisphere.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I was going to say Canadians, but
yeah. Yeah.
They already know.
Okay, and
we have a guy. We have a new guy.
We have a guest sitting in the kitchen there with Rachel. You all set, Rachel? Though.
I am. Yeah. Okay.
Did we have everything?
You got everything laid out. It's amazing.
Just check beside you there. There's a bucket with eggs in it.
Yeah. I see that.
I picked
and you
them
got
up
the
from
sugar
the chickens
out
yesterday. So.
Oh wow! Lucky.
They're clean. Don't worry. But sitting next to you, getting ready, is Eli. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on here.
Oh, you're welcome. We're happy to have you in, and especially on this nice snowy day. It's perfect to get at the different smells and tastes that we're going to have. But you're just sitting in right now because you're just getting used to what we're trying to do with this wood stove. Have you ever used a wood stove before?
No, not yet. So I'm just sort of sitting back and trying to learn the ropes.
All right. Well, we'll let you do that. But we will put you on the spot with your favorite taste of the season. Rachel, what are you going to bake for us today?
Yeah. So today I thought I would make some shortbread cookies with some just dried cranberries. Yeah. So Sean's a fan, apparently, or he also made some. I don't know.
No.
One or the other. But I love shortbread for the Christmas season. Well, any season, but you know, you encounter it more and over the holidays. But this is cranberry and orange shortbread, and my particular cookies today also have blueberries in them because it was a mixed bag and I didn't realize that until I poured them into the bowl. So it's a little bit of everything, but they all go together well. So this is you can pull shortbread together really easily as long as you've got, you know, butter, flour, sugar, and really your mix-ins. You can throw some extract in there, and then just a little bit of thyme. Yeah. So you start off, you want to get weigh your flour out. If you're using dried cranberries, what I usually do is I'll measure out some cranberries. So the recipe calls for half a cup of dried cranberries and throw that in like a food processor or just chop it up, and mix it in with some sugar. And then you can let, you know, about a quarter cup of sugar, and you can let that sit once you've done that. And then you want to mix in your flour. So you can weigh it out if you like. I prefer to weigh flour, but a lot of North American recipes only call for cups. So as you like, not everyone has a scale. Do you use a scale when you bake?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, if it calls for it?
I watch the baking shows, so I've learned from that.
Yeah. I have on occasion used a scale, but I also think, well, it's way quicker. Just throw a cup of flour in.
Yeah, it's true, but it depends on how picky your recipe is. So
I'm not as picky.
What's that?
I said I'm not as picky, but I also know how to bake, so.
Well, that helps. So my recipe, I got particularly annoyed with it because it had instructions that came with the scooping. Mm-hmm. And so you had to scoop out the flour and then pour it into the cup and then scoop it out and pour it out instead of sticking the cup in and scooping out the flour.
Yeah.
And I, at that point, was like, why don't you just measure it? Just weigh it out. It's faster.
I've heard people, and they've said just that put it in is the right way. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
My grandmother taught me just pull it out.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Let it get it done.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
I call them, those quote-unquote bakers, cooks, TV celeb cooks.
Yeah.
Woke.
They're woke
TV bakers.
Bakers.
Wait a minute, is that the right way?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Well, they're not woke then.
I have no idea. I think that depends.
However the woke works. They're one of them.
There's someone. Well, you know, whatever you want to call them, they're throwing the flower in here. So as you like, you figure out how you do your flower and all that jazz and do whatever works for you. Everyone's got their preferred method. So you want to make sure that you mix it in here. So yeah, you can sift it out if you want to as well. So I just kind of throw the flour and the sugar together. So you've got half a cup of sugar and in with the flour. And the flour is, oh, what did I weigh it out to? I think it was like 300 and something grams, but about 2.5 cups of spooned in sugar or flour, I should say. And you mix that together a little bit, and then you get some butter. Now, the important thing with the butter is that it has to be chilled, because if it's not chilled, then it's not going to work. So you got to pull it from the fridge and then cube it into like centimeter, like square centimeter blocks. And I like to put it into my food processor and just like pulse it. But you can just mix it in with your hands or use a couple forks or just make sure that you're chopping up that butter into the flour mixture until you get like little, I don't know, not granules, but it gets incorporated, but it's not a paste. It's still kind of sandy. So kind of a weird sandy texture. That's what you're looking for. And I ended up adding more butter, so like a cup and a half. And then once you're done that, you can throw the cranberry sugar mixture in and then basically work it, kind of knead it in the bowl with your hands on a cutting board, whatever stage you're at, whatever works best for you. And you want to make sure that that's kind of pasty. And once you get a nice like log that you can shape and stuff, you want to roll it out. Usually I stick some parchment out or some wax paper. And yeah, we've got some stuff here. So whatever you kind of have in your cupboard, you just want to make sure that it is not going to stick. So you lay that out.
That sort of, that parchment paper that you pulled out there, that's, I got a roll that's huge.
One of those. So restaurant style.
Yeah.
I thought Douglas was going to say he made it himself.
I also was expecting that.
I was like,
Birch's birch bark.
If I made it, parchment paper. You wouldn't be wanting to use it.
It's just decoration only, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. So you throw that on there. Whether Douglas has a, you know, supplying you with very nice parchment paper or not, you want to roll it. You want to shape it in that. Tie off the ends if you can, so that the shortbread doesn't go anywhere. And then you just want to roll it either on a cutting board or your counter or whatever until you get whatever shape you want. Maybe you want squares. Maybe you want a circle. Whatever. And then once you've got that shape, then stick it in the fridge for a couple hours, let it chill, and it'll firm right up. So I prepared some beforehand so that, you know, we could do this, you know, like they do on the cooking shows, because I wanted to be fancy for you guys. And you just take it out, unroll it gently, and then you chop it maybe like a quarter of an inch per cookie. Whatever, again, you fancy, but that's a good spot to start. And then you lay it out. You can either dip it in sugar if you want. You can sprinkle stuff on it, whatever. And you lay it out. It will expand a little bit in the tray, so just be mindful of that. Mine kind of were maybe a little bit too close, but also it was the perfect size.
They were cubes when you started.
They were like little circles.
And they were so close together, you got squares.
Yes, yeah. They started out as like circles, and they ended with like harder edges. So, but that's fine, because then you get the chewy bit on the side, and you know, it all works out in the end. So yeah, you bake those for like 12 minutes, give or take, depending on your oven, at like 325. And you want to make sure that you don't let them get golden or only very, very little around the edge, because make sure that they're like the top is baked and that it's not soft or glistening. And then you want to pull them out because they will continue to bake and you don't want them to get too hard. Or maybe you do.
How long do you rest them on a tray that you cooked it, you baked it?
Yeah, so I typically try to pull those off. So I have them on parchment. If I can pull those off, and I'll just take the parchment off.
And go straight to a rack.
And put them straight on a rack just to get them starting to cool. Or if you've got a metal tray and it's wintertime, you can stick them in the snow. That'll work too. just to cool it down.
You're the influence of the weather tonight. Is that what it is?
Exactly. You know what? I've taken something out of the oven and put it directly right into outside. The snow. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it's there for. Take advantage of it. So, so that's cranberry orange shortbread cookies. You can really throw anything in shortbread. It's amazing. I don't know. What have you guys? I'm sure you guys have made shortbread. I feel like I've had some.
It was a tradition my grandmother taught us.
Mm. Oh, wow. Nice.
So, yeah. And I have friends who, you know, say, oh, that was good, but you might want to try this recipe or that recipe. And it's always fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad liked two things, the shortbread cookie that we made and the cherry. Sorry about that.
This is a festive sound effects tonight on top of the baking, yeah.
Well, someone wants a recipe now, Rachel.
There you go, yeah.
But you like the cherry pound cake.
Oh.
Yeah, so we made them. Those are the two things I had to make when we went to go visit. Yeah. I was much older then.
That's awesome.
How do you mean?
Don't go there.
Yeah, we're just...
All right, good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, you have a song.
I do.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us today, Sean?
It's a surprise.
A surprise.
It's an oldie but a goodie. And you know what else?
Yeah, what?
Oh, wait.
I'm looking at what he's got here ready on a turntable, ready for you.
All right, you ready?
I'm all set.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day. Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star.
Born a king. Hannaford Snack Pals help make healthy eating.
Well, what a shock that was. That just ends.
I guess so.
Anyway, hey, Rachel, did you enjoy that special song that Sean did for you?
Always. Mm-hmm. I always do.
It's BNL, right?
Yeah. I haven't heard it since last year.
You can't do any better than BNL.
Gotta love them.
All right, we got Eli.
Yeah. So I don't really know my recipe as well as Rachel here.
That's very
impressive. But I don't usually do baking.
Wait, Eli. We got to introduce you to the audience.
I'm Eli. I have a show here at CFRC every Wednesday at 8 called Off the Record.
Okay.
And
it's about what? What are we doing?
It's just whatever I feel like. The next couple ones are going to be jazz, but then I'll probably go back to more, you know, rock, alternative, psychedelic,
nice.
That kind of stuff.
It's going to be an excuse to share your music.
How much jazz are we talking?
Like Charles Mingus, Miles Davis.
Okay.
Yeah, that sort of Dave Brubeck Quartet, that sort of realm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. What about that Vince Guaraldi?
I love his Christmas album with the every Christmas, because we have that one on vinyl at my house, like the Charlie Brown Christmas album. So every Christmas, like as soon as it hits November, December, mm-hmm. my dad will put that on the turntable and it's on repeat through all of December.
Yeah. I used to have a similar thing. Grandfather, he bought the, he had a tape player machine. And he purchased the chipmunks on a loop.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
I think that's seared into my brain from childhood.
Yes.
Yeah. I can hear his voice now.
It's beautiful, beautiful memories. But...
That's the whole idea of this cooking, this bake-off, is to bring back memories. And,
I often wish that maybe he would have had another tape.
Hey, it's your turn now.
Well, it's Eli.
Are you going to sing, like, you know,
karaoke?
Yeah.
They'll do the karaoke. No, but so much so that a few years ago, they started playing that... Alvin, Simon, Theodore, and it was just like them. They took out that whole Dave section.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled Dave.
And
it was like,
how did you feel about that?
It felt so wrong. It hurt my soul. I was like, well, why would they pull that? Well, but I think it has something to do with violence, or probably. I don't know.
I haven't
Rachel?
Heard that in a while. Yeah, I mean...
there's that Simon!
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's like, he gets frustrated and what am I going to do?
Well, he's always frustrated.
Well, yeah. But that's anyways, what happens when you get... What were you expecting? You have chipmunks. Like,
yeah. Anyways, they pulled that and I couldn't understand why.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those other radio stations.
Yeah.
I must have hurt. I'm sorry to
anyways,
hear that.
This is Eli's.
This is Eli's time.
This
don't
is
take
Eli's
it all
moment.
Away from.
Sorry,
yeah,
Eli.
You have 30 seconds left.
I'm trying to pull a recipe here.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, wait a sec.
What is it going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be a gingerbread cake with like a caramel sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't usually bake because usually my mom, great baker, but I do cooking more, so I'm not sure how good this is going to be.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, so we're going to start by, you know, throwing another log in the oven to sort of get it around the 350 range.
Okay.
Yeah. I've already done a bit of prep work here. So we have a bowl here with just our flour and butter, molasses, eggs. I've done a bit of beating, but I do need to mix it a bit more. I can still see some parts in here. So we're going to mix this in here. And while we do that... We do also have, we have on top of the stove, we have some brown sugar melting, and then molasses. So that's going to be the base of the sauce, basically.
I love molasses.
Yeah. It's so good. But it just like makes it such a nice texture for a sauce, you know? It'll like flow all over.
Molasses cookies are also underrated. It's just
amazing.
Like
I was debating between that and this, but yeah. You know, I just went with this. It's more of a classic for me.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have just our mixture here, right? Of all of the, you know, flour and butter, molasses, eggs, sugar, all of that. Sorry, I should probably give measurements here, right?
I mean, measure with your heart, right?
Yeah, yeah,
how many eggs do you think this cake requires?
Yeah, it's a bit of a holistic measurement system. It's just whatever you feel like.
It's like when it looks right, that's when it's ready.
But it's 2 cups of flour, you know, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup sugar, but probably add more, you know. You can have too much sugar, but it's kind of hard to get there.
Yeah, what kind of sugar? Are you using brown sugar or white sugar? Or
I usually do brown sugar, okay. But I couldn't find any back here.
Oh,
so.
Oh, it was on the top right shelf.
Sorry. That's me.
It's they're up there.
Yeah, that's just I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
And then we also have 1 teaspoon of ginger, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 cup of soft butter, so that's been melted. It's just been over by the stove, melted down. And then 3/4 cups of molasses, 1 egg, and 1 cup of boiling water. So we're going to take our mixture here and just put it in the stove area and let that sort of bake, I guess.
How long does it have to?
It'll be a bit. It's like... As long as you want it, but around.
Keep your eye on it when
40,
it starts
50
to.
Minutes, yeah.
When it starts to, you know, golden a little too much.
Yeah. I mean, it's always better to overbake than underbake, though. But me personally, like, I'm fine with a little bit burnt, but if it's, like, too soft and chewy, like, completely raw, then it just tastes bad.
Well, you don't want gingerbread soup if it's supposed to be bread. That's
exactly.
For sure. But I don't know. It depends on what it is, though. Some things you really. Like meat, I would rather underbake.
It depends on the meat. I don't want medium rare chicken.
That's true. That'll take you out. I think you can take. I don't know. Have you guys ever made brown sugar? If you're looking for brown sugar and you have molasses and white sugar, blend them together or put them in the food processor. It like adds the moisture content or whatever.
I've
have
heard
you ever
of
done
it,
that? I think
but I've not done it.
I think I've done it once, but would have been so long ago, but that's an alternative too, I think, for anyone stuck at home. You can Google some of those. I know the fireplace. We got the wood fire oven working.
Because of that extra log.
Yeah, these guys are masters, though. They've been doing this for decades, right?
Actually, if you want to close the door a bit, then we'll have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it's nice because you get the heat. Oh
yeah, it's all cozy in here.
Real cozy spot.
And we've got, I don't know if you noticed, but there are only 5 or 6 logs. They're all maple that are behind you there. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the stash that the Queen's staff brought in for us in the fall, it's just on the other side of the elevator there.
Oh, mm-hmm. There you go.
So
they're keeping us prepped.
Just so you know.
So you want to see the show go on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so you said it's how much time? 20 minutes?
Yeah, about.
Half an hour or somewhere like that?
Somewhere around there.
Okay. Well, and Sean's got a special song coming up here for you.
Oh, great.
Tell us more, Sean. Is this one a surprise as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Sean's in control. I'm not. I just watch. Mind you, he won't be in control for the next one.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put him in the hot seat.
We're going to.
Are we?
Yeah, you're going to go into the kitchen.
Yeah, do some bacon.
Show us how it's done, Sean.
I can't show you.
No?
I'll be watching.
Maybe I'll have to.
I can take some notes.
Maybe I will have to show you.
Yeah, I think so.
What song are we going to have? I see.
It's Susan O'Glucker.
Mm-hmm.
Am I playing it? Should I just play it?
Is there anything else you wanted to say, Eli, about the... Just don't burn your hands.
Wait a minute, Eli, do you go to school here?
Yeah, I'm first year engineer here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Not right now, because it's final season.
Oh, that's sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. It's really traumatic.
Yeah.
But with what direction? What would you focus on?
I'm really not sure. I'm thinking...
It's first year, Sean. Yeah. You're just, like, learning stuff.
I have to figure that out soon. Like, probably mining.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say just, you know, one word. Mm-hmm. Rockets.
Yeah, rockets are cool. I was thinking that way.
Sean's thinking about going to school for rocket engineering.
Sean's been asking for rockets for years.
Like these people.
It's going to go with the song you got he's engineering got for you.
I mean, now. I'm on the Queen's Rocket Club.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, then there you go, Sean. Look at that.
When you go to launch them, call Sean. Yeah. He wants to be there to watch.
Do you launch them here? Or you got to go someplace?
As far as I know, because I'm not super involved in it right now, but as far as I know, there's a quarry out a little bit away that they do the tests in, and then there's two competitions, one in Tinley and one in Texas.
Tinley? Where's
or not
that?
Tinley. That's the really dusty place. So I'm not from Ontario.
Mm. What?
Is it in Ontario?
It's in Ontario. It's sort of like a dusty region. Timmins. That's the one.
I was going to say, is it up north? It's got to be up north.
Yeah. Okay, but then where are you from?
I'm from Alberta.
Oh, okay.
Whereabouts?
Calgary.
Okay, yeah.
It's nice.
So the Stampede.
Yeah.
All right. And, I was going to say that mall, but that's in Edmonton.
Yeah, it's more Edmonton. Yeah.
So this is like a real chill winter for you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's winter still.
Yeah, we have, in Calgary, because we're right by the mountains, we get Chinooks. So it kind of like, there'll be days where it just goes into the positives. It's a break from the minus 30.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But there's some Mother Nature to think of you guys, a little break.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a Chinook wind. Mm-hmm. Like a few years ago, Leo, you know, Leo, the actor Leo?
Oh, like, yeah, DiCaprio? I heard of him.
That's him.
Yeah.
And he was working, they were working on The Revenant, right? And the Chinook happened, like it was cold, wintry, like it is outside now. That Chinook went through, melted everything.
Yeah.
And he was like climate conspiracy guy. And everybody was like, that's the Chinook.
Yeah.
Idiot. They dropped the idiot on him, too.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. A lot of them did.
Tell us how you really feel.
About who? Oh, no, he's a fine actor. He just doesn't know about
Chinooks.
Weather and Chinooks and stuff like that.
Well, you learn as you go, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be a weatherman in the his next movie.
I thought you were going to say his next life. Might take a little while, yeah.
Maybe not. He's like in his 50s.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Anyways,
we won't
long.
Talk about that any longer. It's the bake-off.
Yeah, yeah, your like gingerbread's almost done. Look
almost
at it.
There.
Look at it in there. It looks
rising
great.
Really nicely.
All right. Oh, okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Nope.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells singing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Kobia sung nami. Kobia su tiang nak pudi. Inu tiang nak pudi. Simon ya kaklo tildo. Nalo nangi laklo. Gutiu nene rene ang mati. Kobia sung nau tildo go. Ikaw man ya pudi. Nagbibusog to raw ng mate. Inu kating nin. Ilan na kayang nilunin. Nagligap kito. Umati bulo. Pukui lau labon. Ikayok to raw lau ta. Inu katip ting nin.
Close your eyes. Listen to the sky.
Well, there you go, Sean. That was Little Toy Trains by Susan Aglukirk. And you're live with me now, Eli. So, and Eli's in control of the board and everything. So I'm just sitting here watching.
Hey, you're stuck with me.
And, just check that fire. Make sure that it's the door's closed there, Sean, okay? Just for now.
Okay.
And then let us know when you want to use
it. I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay, so Sean's story, tell me a little bit about the tastes and smells of this time of the year that came to mind.
I think I did. When?
Do it now.
Earlier.
Because you're live and you're on.
Taste and smells, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the taste and smells is my grandmother. She would be baking from, November to the year, end of the year, I think. And she would be baking pies. She would start pies, freeze them.
Like savory pies, sweet pies?
Sweet pies, not savory. Apple, lemon, cherry, all of them. And for the most part, she had a side business.
Hmm.
So,
all your cousins.
No.
They would come over.
Well, kind of, I guess, but yeah. No.
She wasn't didn't get paid for a side business, but
No.
It was operating.
Paying business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So people would call her up and say, hey, do you got this? And she said, yep. And the story goes is that it was usually the one that she had put on the table for us to cut and eat. So she would have to pull out another one from the freezer, and we would have to
wait.
That's the way it is,
money,
isn't it?
Money involved. Oh, also cake, fruit cake.
Mm.
That's not what we're making tonight, though. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's lemon poppy seed cake.
Ooh.
Loaf.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to need 3 cups of flour. It's in there.
It's very quiet.
I know, right? I don't,
it was all sifted.
I couldn't find
probably.
The cup.
Quiet flour.
Yeah. Anyways, it's all in there. Let's. Baking soda, salt. Do you want the 1 1/2 teaspoons
baking soda.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
3/4 teaspoon salt, or more if you want.
If you like really salty loaf.
No, don't put any.
No, don't do that.
Don't mistake your sugar and your salt ratios.
Three-quarter cups of softened butter to 2 cups of white sugar.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried browning the butter first?
No.
It tastes so much better if
Remember
you just like
I
let it brown.
Of the woke.
you're treading
I'm
on
teasing.
Browning the butter is
I'm
woke.
Teasing,
that
no.
sounds delightful.
I don't know. But I don't even really know what woke means. But
I think it means everything tonight.
Yeah,
it's whatever you want it to be. Isn't that woke, really?
Yeah, it's everything is woke. No, I've not for this, but I have done brown butter in the past. Not my favorite thing to do in the kitchen. Eggs, 3. Lemon juice, 1/2 cup. So that's probably at least 1 large lemon. Maybe 2 large lemons. Either way, we did it before the show started.
Do you always zest your lemons? Beforehand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't let that stuff go.
You can't let the zest go.
It's important flavoring.
Down here it says 3 tablespoons lemon zest.
Or however much you can get.
Yeah. Whatever you put in there. Also, the yogurt. You need the plain yogurt, 3/4 cup. And 1/2 cup of poppy seeds. Hmm. Yeah. So.
1/2 cup? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Of seeds?
Yeah.
Well, it's a poppy seed loaf.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. Usually I only end up sprinkling it in, so that's exciting.
Really? Oh, no.
Well, not with
on.
This. I mean with, like, other things. It's been a while since I've made this. Anyway, go on.
Poppy
I just got
seeds.
Excited.
Anyways, turn your stove on to the 350. What you want to do is sift all them dry ingredients together, which we've done.
Yeah.
There's our sifter.
Doug's stoking the fire, getting it ready for you.
Yeah.
Sifter, there you go. Pull the bowl over.
Sean's making a mess over here already.
Sorry.
There's flour all over the floor. This is going to be a 2-cup recipe.
Then you take all your your wet ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You mix them together, and then you do like the muffin method.
Oh, 1/2 and 1/2?
Yeah. Like you put all your dry in or... No,
yeah,
you put your dry in your wet.
You dry and then you're wet and then you're dry and then you're wet. You usually do like 3-2 ratio.
Yeah, and then you make it...
I'm glad you're here tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's all good. My baking is all coming
so
back to
me. So anyways, you do all that and only until like the dry stuff is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it in your...
But you don't great. Blend it or do anything like that. You
mix.
It with the spoon.
Mm-hmm. If you use the blender,
that's what I'm watching.
It might
you do.
Get away from you.
Oh yeah, be all over the place.
Yeah.
So and like then you'll just
you're
have
not,
really
you're not
flat.
Supposed to keep it running when you pull it up to hold it up.
No.
Make sure
I
you wave
to,
it around the kitchen
I
too,
used to do
just
that.
To make sure.
No. Anyways, you do all that. You throw it in for 50 minutes, about an hour.
Ooh. Okay. And, so we do have enough time tonight. Yeah.
Certainly.
It'll be the last thing we pull out and eat.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the lemon poppy seed loaf.
Okay. Question for
Made
you.
It.
No, keep going.
For me?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm done.
What? So are you?
I put it in the loaf pan.
It's in there. Are you
Butter.
Pro lemon, like... icing on top of your lemon loaf, or do you prefer it naked?
I like drizzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to put about 1/2 cup or 2 cups confectionery sugar?
Mm-hmm. Depends,
Probably not 2 cups, though. That
seems like an awful lot.
This is from memory because I didn't write it down.
I think it depends on how much you love icing.
I don't really like
it. I don't think
it
really
much.
Matters. It's about if you're pure of heart, your recipe will be fine.
Oh, there you go, Eli. Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
So you mix like what? You put some icing sugar in there?
Yeah,
just
put
the
icing sugar in and you put the drops of, not drops, like.
Lemon extract?
No.
Or just lemon juice?
Lemon juice.
Take some of that juice?
Some of the juice. Whatever's left over and throw it in there and mix it up. Gotcha. So it's like a paste and you put it in on your cake.
Using every part of the lemon.
Oh, yeah. It's like my forefathers. Anyways, that's it.
And it's nice if you take the lemon zest when you're making these sorts of things. This is what I heard recently. I've been watching a lot of, I'm sorry.
Put it on top, right?
Put it on top. But I was going to say mix the lemon zest with the sugar because then the oils infuse into the sugar when you let it sit and you get that like nice kind of, I don't know, more infused lemony flavor in the,
freshness.
Yeah.
All right.
But I've been watching a lot of cooking on YouTube lately. I've just been watching Thanksgiving cooking videos for 2 weeks straight. Yeah.
You ever see Great British Bake Off or the Canadian one?
No, I actually have not.
Oh, it's fun to watch.
Yeah. My family's a big fan of it.
I will have to throw that on there.
The only one, just a quick memory of watching that three or four years ago with two chefs and Hollywood, I think his name is, and Mary Berry. And they were in her kitchen and they were cooking mincemeat tarts, and I thought, looks beautiful and sounds great. So as he was going, I was writing the recipe down, and I went ahead and tried to make it.
Oh, there's your first mistake.
And when I was told after we made them that, they're too rich. Yeah, way too rich. So I haven't been able to make them since
then. Rich in what?
Butter, sugar. Mincemeat.
So far, I don't know if you can have too much butter.
Yeah, I don't. I tried it once and I wasn't a big fan, but no. I know that people go crazy over
what, mincemeat?
My grandma can make a really good mincemeat pie.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to her place for Christmas.
Yeah.
Mincemeat pie.
So I have to go get tickets. Yeah.
Well, even further because she's in Victoria.
Oh, that would be nice.
That's cool. We could take the ferry. That's
exactly.
Fun.
There won't be any snow.
No, it's really nice. I'm so jealous of them because they can grow plants all year round. So it's flowers and stuff on the side of the road are like huge, on all of the like tropical. It feels like tropics out there because like there's these big plants out there because they have a year long growing season.
You can have lemons all year long.
Yeah, but they can't go skiing.
Oh yeah, that too.
No skiing, so.
Well, that's why they have mountains just down the road.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
They really up the road from there. Yeah.
Have you seen that Darren McCready? I think his name is.
Don't know.
He's a YouTube guy.
Okay.
What does he specialize in?
Well, he's like the.
What is he a doctor of?
No, he's a cook, and
doctor of onions.
He worked for the Queen.
Wow.
Or the palace, or however that works out. But
He probably has a couple good recipes.
You think he was knighted?
And what's that?
You think he was knighted for his chef work?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine if everyone around you got knighted because they're hanging out with the queen and you don't get knighted?
Well, that's what they should do. The queen should knight all of the servants in the royal palace.
She can't right now.
I guess it's the king now, but he should still knight all of them. Like
he's on the dollars now.
Yeah. Chuck bucks.
I mean, that would be kind of fun.
I think I've heard that it's a fairly easy to get a knighthood over there.
You just have to work for the queen.
I've never heard how to do it. I know.
I don't know what to
require. I don't think it's an actual set out thing. I'm pretty sure it's just you have contributed significantly to British culture.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of musicians and artists who get knighted.
Mm. Patrick Stewart, he's knighted, right?
Chris Riley.
Sir Patrick,
right, yeah.
And Elton John.
He's knighted?
Oh. He got knighted as well. I think it's Sir Elton John.
Okay, I read an article recently that was talking about how he had to get a knee replacement, and they took his patellas. Uh-huh. Do you know where this is going?
And he kept them?
No, but I'm...
And he turned them into jewelry. He commissioned them to be turned into different items of jewelry. You have to look this up. Sean needs to be in front of the computer. I don't know why.
I would be clicking right now.
Oh, look at this. Yeah,
I saw something about this, too.
He's got his phone.
It's quiet.